This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I want to talk about today, and I want to get right to it, and then we'll get to some more particulars as far as the website, so on, and the call-in number. I'll give you the call-in number right now, as a matter of fact. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, I want you to understand that the revolution has begun. It's begun decades ago in this country. When you begin to see a government implement policy, eradicating law, you know that a new form of government is taking over. As a matter of fact, I remember watching a documentary after the assassination of John F. Kennedy where people were coming forward and saying this is about establishing a new system of government back in the 60s. That's the day, November 22nd, 1963, when the truth fell in the street and the American people let them. So they're only doing what you're letting them get away with. Now, with that said, they're Europeanizing America. They're attempting to Europeanize America. And I'm going to give you some examples, and hopefully by the end of the hour I'll be able to get into another topic, but we'll see when we get there, okay? We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Disregarding God's government, we're seeing on the Sons of Liberty Media.com alone, even today, where we're told that the Democrats, the D.C. Democrats, are erasing God. I'm just here to let you know, God is going nowhere. Okay, when they begin to make war and wage war against heaven, it's been said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on their own backs. And the fact of the matter is they want to take the rest of us with them, and I'm not willing to do that. See, America, you need to understand that the right-left paradigm, we're all on the same boat. Okay, so if we allow what you call the left to go around and blow holes in the base of that ship or the bow of that ship, we're all going to go with them. So the bottom line is we need to deal with corruption to preserve what we have in this country, okay? The freedoms that we have, and that we might stay afloat concerning the metaphor that I'm giving to you even now. But you need to understand that they're attempting to Europeanize America. And how do they do that? Well, they just throw off justice. They throw off the law. They become a law unto themselves. And it only happens when the people allow them to do so. That's what people need to understand. Edmund Burke comes to my aid right now. Kings will become tyrants from policy when subjects become rebels from principles. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Again, let me say it again. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Do you know that just yesterday I had seen some news that had come across? It completely countered the facts. And it was coming from what you call today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. You need to understand, America, and I say this with all due respect and sincerity, much of what you see coming from what you call the conservatives of the day, the patriots of the day, it's coming directly from the CIA-controlled media. They're taking the bone and running with it concerning what's been thrown to them to spread the lies and propaganda unto the rest of you. And when you look at the source, well, saying, well, it's the conservatives that are doing this. Well, the fact of the matter is, no, it's not. It's the CIA-controlled media that 94% of you don't believe, and it's the conservatives that are spreading their propaganda for them. It's the conservatives of the day in many ways, not all, mind you, but in many ways that are spreading the propaganda of change that's coming from the media that you don't believe and from those that you would call the left. They're spreading their message for them, okay? This is how you Europeanize a country. Now, I'm going to go through this because John T. Noonan Jr. said, and I'm going to say this as quickly as possible, but slowly enough for all of us to comprehend, because I need to eat some more of this information as well. In ancient Israel and Rome, the judge had appeared as a stand-in for the divine, okay? In other words, they are enforcing God's moral law. Carnal man is enforcing God's spiritual law. In ancient Israel, Rome, the judge had appeared as a stand-in for the divine. And corruption was a blinding of the representative of the divine, okay? And this is what we're seeing today. Now, let me take this step by step, and I'm not nailing everything. I'm just giving you the information to kind of paint the picture so you can understand and apply it to what's going on in your country today. The first thing that must be done to Europeanize a country, America, listen carefully, in destroying any country, as a matter of fact, is to demoralize the people. Break down their union and allegiance to Christ, John 8:36, who makes them free, okay? And also read John 14:21 when you get a moment. The first thing that they must do in order to destroy a people is to demoralize the people. Okay? Of these prospective countries, in order to make them good slaves, they're attempting to enslave the people. They're attempting to put themselves up as they put God's moral law down. This is what's happening. And this is, by the way, that's the very definition of tyranny or a demigod. And it's arbitrary government. It's good for nobody. It becomes totalitarianism, authoritarian, so on and so forth. So again, the first thing that must be done in order to destroy people, a country, is to demoralize the people. Look on a global scale, friends. What is the media propagating? What are they promulgating? I was told not too long ago that there's nothing on television any longer concerning sitcoms that don't promote homosexuality. Why are they promoting that which God advocates? That means they're advocating a war against heaven, and it's a war that they will not win, and those that tolerate them will not win. Okay? This is the process of turning a nation into hell. That's what this is. Now, number one, highlighting just what I just said, Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, said, "While the people are virtuous, they're obedient to the Christ, they're submitted to the Christ that makes them free. They cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, their morality, which is empowered by grace through Christ, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader, regardless of how that might come about, transpire. The wicked shall be turned into hell." Number two, "The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God." Well, again, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, we're being told that D.C. Democrats are erasing God. Wait a second. They wouldn't be doing anything illegal if it wasn't the right that was just as corrupt as they are. Okay? We need to get back to the Word of God and the Constitution and hold it up and magnify it so the people know in conscience, that means with knowledge, what the truth of the matter is. We mean to be the light of the world by putting our light and candle up on top of the dresser, friends, not under the bushel or under the bed. Let's start acting accordingly. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Have about 750,000 people following, and we have about, I'm guessing about 711,000 following on a daily basis. Thank you. You are the people in understanding that we're allowing these corrupt to swell our ranks, because they are. With that said, you can also jump over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, as well as if you'd like to call in at any time, again, please call in 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic, please, or add to. With that said, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know as well, friends, we are live on YouTube. Top Chat friends, thank you very much for joining us. And again, you can watch us live if you'd like to as well as listen to us live on over 109 affiliates across the United States of America. And we are also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. And we are the number two radio station on Genesis Communication right now. You can go to GCN Live and you can see the gauge just to take note as to who's listening. Lots of people are listening. We appreciate you again. We've been talking about disregarding God's government and leaving off justice, the Europeanizing of America, a nation turned after hell. It's what we're doing, friends. And if we're not doing it, we're allowing others to do it. Okay? I just told you on the Sons of Liberty Media, DC Democrats are erasing God. Well, then if they're erasing God, then how can they be trusted? Because the question that you need to lay to their candor is, who are you working for then? Because when you swore in to serve we the people, you put your hand on the Bible, and you swore to God and man that you would uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. So if you're not there to serve God and serve mankind through our delegated authority, remember, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, then who are they working for, friends? They're no longer working for you, so therefore you need to lawfully remove them. This is the answer, America. This is the answer that you're looking for, is justice and judgment. Isaiah 26:9. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Without it, they're going to do whatever you let them get away with. And the reason that that's happening, friends, is because they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And they premise everything they do on getting you asking the wrong questions. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And so there you have it. It's backwards, friends. We need to set it forward. We need to set the record straight. Disregarding God's government and leaving off his justice is the way that you Europeanize America or any other country. And it's a nation that now becomes a nation that's turned after hell. There's no way to get around it. Read Psalm 9:16. It's exactly what the Lord said. When you forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell. And it's where we're at today. So far, friends, so far today that we have the foreigners coming in from without the United States of America infiltrating your public schools, okay, with the help of the sodomites on their head, just for the record. In ancient Israel and Rome, the judge had appeared as a stand-in for the divine, and corruption was a blinding of the representative of the divine. America, when you stand back and you allow government to act in such a fashion that you see today, and you say, well, they know better than we do, really what you're saying is, I don't know, I don't want to know better than they do. You know in your gut something's wrong. And really what it comes down to is you don't want to actually have to move on the corruption. And again, this adds strength to tyranny by allowing so and allowing to go forward in such a fashion as to what we see today. Folks, what we're seeing today here is all around us, we see history repeating itself. It's the same process, for there's nothing new under the sun. It tells us that in Ecclesiastes 1:9. What happens is wars are set up by tyrants only because, again, the people let them. Wicked men, along with willing subjects, setting themselves up and simultaneously putting the Lord and his government down. That works for nobody, friends. Isaiah 14:13-15 talks about how Satan himself did that. But did it fly? Absolutely not. And friends, when you allow such a process to go through, what you're doing is, and what I'm talking about is by allowing wicked men along with willing subjects to set themselves up and putting the Lord and his government down, what you're doing is you're going to find yourself on the wrong end of the spectrum. Because it's a war that you will not win, only to find that it is to your own demise. And keep in mind, that applies both to the wicked and to those that call themselves the good people. But again, good people don't allow the wicked to do the things that they're doing today. Okay? You're going to find out, friends, that if you allow this, it's to your own demise. Hey, bad guys, they think you're in control. This is to your own demise. Hey, all you lethargics that sit out there and watch these wicked men do what they do, just keep in mind, this is to your own demise. It's to your own demise. Read Psalm 2 when you get a moment, because it's a war with the living God in which will never be won by men. Never. Remember William Cullen Bryant, he said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. But there's more to that quote that most people didn't know. Truth crushed to the earth shall rise again. The eternal years of God are hers. But air wounded writhes with pain and dies among its worshipers. That's exactly right. And this is on full display for Americans to see today. Remember, John Locke, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, he was the one that said, where the law ends, tyranny begins, and so it is. And so it is. Where the law ends, America, where God's law ends, it's always perpetual in the spirit, always at work, bringing forth things to light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. That's the mercy of God looking to the church and government, good government, to stand up and magnify the law against the crimes. Okay? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. You can see this quote on civil buildings all across the United States of America. See, because many of these tyrants, and I'm going to be specific here, many of these tyrants that we're talking about today have black robes on called judges. And it was right what Andrew Jackson said when he was talking about the Supreme Court. Andrew Jackson said that if you feel or you believe that the Supreme Court is to be the arbiter considering our laws, He said that you've basically, in essence, friends, in essence, given your country over. And you forfeited your rights from you and under God. They are not the final arbiter of anything. Okay? I'm pulling this up right now, doing live radio. I just got this bubble up, so I want to give it to you firsthand here. President Jackson said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. Wait a second. I thought the Supreme Court, in any representative position, in any capacity in government, I thought those people work for we the people. See, when you consider them to be the final arbiter, then you have misplaced who you are under God, and you've given authority to man to assert that of God. Let me say it again. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. And by the way, what's happening through the Supreme Court of the United States of America today is happening through our oligarchy, where few rule over many. Again, I got to say it. The great wonder of the age, especially you, America, with all the knowledge that you've been given, and the blessings that you have been under by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give yourself over to a few that mean to throw off his government blows me away. But again, this is how you Europeanize a country. Okay. Again, many of these tyrants of today have black robes on. They call themselves judges, who in America, again, are entrusted by we the people to discover and apply God's moral law, called the Mosaic Institution, common law based on the Torah. Okay. Such as, you shall have no other gods but me. And if you allow other gods to come into the United States of America, you can rest assured that there's going to be war within the gates. That's why you see 300 churches, Christian churches, to one concerning any foreign religion in the United States of America. Also keep in mind, when foreigners come into the United States of America, is it any wonder why they go to the capital of the United States of America? And what do they see everywhere they go? They see the God of our Lord Jesus Christ even inside the federal floor of the Senate, friends. Okay, even going to Arlington Cemetery, even looking on the Liberty Bell, even going inside of the Thomas Jefferson Rotunda or Abraham Lincoln's Rotunda, or going over to George Washington's house. I mean, come on, America. God's fingerprints are all over who we are. But notice foreigners come into the United States of America because they want to see what's made us great. We haven't made ourselves great. The Lord God of Israel has made us great in Jesus' name. He's the one that's made us great. And it's our forefathers who established the righteousness of David, the branch of righteousness through David, concerning what we have today, through the Mosaic Institution. Okay? We only have one God in this country, and foreigners come into America to see what's made us great. We have no king but King Jesus, because our forefathers made an appeal to heaven to establish who we are today. Okay? That's number one. I'm going to come back and I'm going to nail this, friends, for you. Disregarding God's government and leaving off his justice, this is how you Europeanize any nation, and it's a nation that's turned after hell. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News that the farmers have been especially hit hard.
We have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets. We lost export markets that we had for 30 years.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talks about the Trump administration's immigration proposal that was unveiled on Thursday.
What the president is putting forward is it's not the complete immigration bill, but it's a very good start. It's the base where people can work from. But the crisis we have today, we got to solve the loophole problems that are going down along the border. I think that would be one element.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about disregarding God's government and leaving off his justice, friends, is the Europeanizing of America, and that's what's happening today. It's a nation that's turned after hell. And I'm talking about in specifics here that many of these tyrants of today have black robes on called judges who are perverting and distorting justice. It's their job to discover and apply God's moral law. And I was just talking about, you shall have no other gods before me. And when you have other gods before me, guess what? Other gods are going to come in and they're going to destroy you. Guess what's happening today, America? You're going to have war within the gate. Read Judges 5:8. Unless they're here to assimilate, you are going to have war within the gate. Mark them, mark them, mark them. Mark my words. You're going to have war within the gates. And this is all by design, not by the bad guys, but by the finger of God's judgment, who rejoices over us to do us good if we obey. But if we refuse to obey, he will rejoice over us to do us evil. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 and 68. Number two is, you shall make yourself no idol. A god to suit your sin. One that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. Your god doesn't exist. And don't you dare use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Christ is not the minister of sin. Grace empowers. Read Webster's 1828 and define out the word grace. It's the empowerment to overcome your sin. And if you're dead to sin, if you're not overcoming your sin, it means you're still in your sin. And Jesus said if you continue in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. And you're a false witness. Which brings me to the next one. You shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, you call yourself a Christian, you better practice what you preach. Because the Lord is not going to hold you guiltless for saying you're one thing when in fact you're not. And this is why we're seeing so much hypocrisy being exposed in the United States of America today. They call themselves one thing, but the opposite is true. And the Lord's going to make sure that you understand who the real deals are and who the false ones are, the pretenders, the hypocrites. Number four, you shall remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, heart to God, hand to man. Number five is you shall honor your father and your mother, hold them in high esteem, as so far as they follow the Lord, right? It's the first commandment with promise. Number six is you shall not commit adultery. Or I'm sorry, number six is you shall not murder. Forgive me. And Jesus said, even if you're angry without a cause, I'm gonna what? If you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Okay? Number seven is you shall not commit adultery. Do you know that adultery is illegal in this country? As much as lying is, as much as stealing is, as much as killing is. But the laws aren't enforced. I just watched some videos the other day. I get these feeds all day long, friends. You know, I'm the guy that's supposed to know a little of everything. And I want to tell you what, it's burdensome at times. It's overwhelming. Cumbersome. And I remember watching this video. It was a guy that walked into a store. And they watched him for about 10 minutes. And this was the security in the store. He literally put, it was in a liquor store, and he literally took five or six bottles and he tucked them inside of his jacket. And folks, he was not nervous at all. And what did he do? He just simply walked right outside. Went in, stole, got what he wanted, and walked right outside the door. About a year and a half ago, we were up at a store, and I had noticed the guy that was stealing some stuff. He's throwing stuff in his bag. I walked up to the counter, and I said, "Ma'am, just so you know, this guy over here is ripping you off." I said, "Do you want me to deal with him?" And a cop just happened to be standing right next to me. In his clothes, his plain clothes, friends, not in his police officer's uniform. And he was willing to help me. And they said, "No, just let him go out. We can't do anything to them," the lady said. No, of course not. Why do they steal? Because they're encouraged to steal. And who's encouraging them to steal, America? A government that fails to enforce the laws against their crime. They're not teaching them the fear of God. They're teaching them how to Europeanize their country, how to turn their nation into hell. And guess why they do it? They're encouraged to steal because the cops won't do anything about it. Because the cops are going to show up and they're going to say, "Well, we can't really do anything to them. We're just doing our job." No, you're not doing your job. No more than the judge that slaps his hand is doing his job. You're encouraging him to steal. That is until it happens to you. And listen to me, my friends, who fail to do their job, their constitutional job, and their job and their obligations before God and man. Just keep in mind, it's okay until it hits you, right? It's a law unto itself, and you can rest assured it's coming to your front door too, unless it's stopped. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. You shall not commit adultery. Folks, you drive down the street today, what do you see? You see these little signs, attorneys trying to, $99 divorces. You see them all over the country. It's like, you know what? Why are the laws not being enforced against adultery? No, they're being encouraged. Because it's you believed, folks, that it's free speech. No, it's not. It's a violation of God's moral law. Look at all the kids that have been raised up through broken homes and have been made a prey to criminals at large. Boy, I wonder who would be behind that design. Wow. Adultery and the laws of adultery have not been enforced in the United States since 1944 for the most part. So what are they doing? They're encouraging adultery. Is that working out for you? Nope, you're being Europeanized. Why? Because you're allowing government to disregard God's judgment and justice. Okay? You want to ask Grandpa and Grandma why you are great, then you're going to understand real quick as to why we were great. Because of what was preached from the pulpits, the law and the prophets, every Sabbath day we are told from Grandma and Grandpa. And none of that. That's all a thing of the past. Number six, you shall not kill. Number seven is thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight is thou shalt not steal. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, friends, just for the record. Number nine, you shall not lie. You shall not lie. Well, folks, if there's anything with me It's the hardest thing in the world for me to trust anybody. And Jesus didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. But you know what? Liars, here, let me just say it this way. Those that have other gods, those that make idols unto themselves and bow down unto them to serve them, gods that they've created in their minds, those that take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, those that fail to keep the Sabbath, and those that disrespect their parents, and those that murder, and those that commit adultery, and those that steal, and those that covet, number 10, thou shalt not covet, you have no place in the kingdom of heaven, just so you know. So I'm showing you right now what's left off. See? These are the things that are being left off. God's law is being thrown to the wind, and guess what? You're reaping the whirlwind because you allow those that should know better to sow to the wind. You're a part of the plan, folks. It's the same thing with corrupt politicians. If you allow them to sow corrupt seed, you as a nation are going to reap it with them. You can't just think it's just they're going to reap it in their own lives and it has nothing to do with us concerning their crimes. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, moving on, and with this, also understanding in part the very character of the living God, Jeremiah 9:24, but let him that glorieth, glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9:24. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9 as well. And again, going back to the judges, friends, we're talking about disregarding God's government and leaving off his justice is the Europeanizing of America. And it's a nation that's turned after hell. That's where we're at. If you think things are bad now, friends, rest assured, we haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. I can just hear an answer back. Oh, I can't wait until I'm out of here. Why? So you can hasten your exit to meet your judge? So you can answer to him for what you left off when you were here? Hey, prepare to meet your God, brother. Consider this, you that forget God. The Lord says, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. You have a false character of who the Father is, in every sense of the word. He's a holy God, he's a just God, and he's a good God. And what makes him good is he's not going to overlook what you think he's going to overlook outside of Jesus Christ. So, these civil judges are not to legislate law. For example, sanction the murder of the innocent or give way to foreigners that mean to implement Sharia law or to redefine marriage. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Read Genesis 2:24 when you get a moment. They're not entrusted by we the people and given delegated authority to blind the eye for a gift, Exodus 23, verse 8, or overlook the judgment that is to be pronounced upon the evildoers. No, but that's what we see them doing. And this is the message. By the way, this is what you see with young people. They think they can go ahead and do whatever they want without consequence. Who's teaching them that, older generation? That's not the word of God. That's not the purpose of government. No. In any sense, hey, the purpose of government is to maintain order, to restrain men from what? Sin, breaking God's moral law. Now you're seeing just the exact opposite. And if you have enough money, well, guess what, friends? Don't worry about it. We have enough judges in the system today that will just overlook your crime. Come on. That's the message the young people are receiving today. And the Bible is clear in Amos 5:7, you who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, it's not going to be good for you. And I ask you, friends, listening to me even now, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you? Lawlessness? Are you okay with it? Which frameth mischief by a law? It's mischief that's framed, friends, when they call it law when it's not law. It has the color of law. Okay? It can smell like law, but it's not law. Okay? You know, just because it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck doesn't always mean it's a duck. This is why they're dumbing young people down in public schools. This is how you enslave a people. This is how you Europeanize a country. Look to Europe. Is this what you want, America? Because this is what they're working on right now. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a first-hand testimony as to what just happened in West Palm Beach, Florida, to prove the point as to what's happening when government disregards God's government and leaves off his justice. It's giving a free hand to arbitrary government and totalitarian government, and it's good for nobody. It turns that nation into hell. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, did you know that the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, said that a continued warfare concerning within nations, no nation can endure. And how do you explain what's going on here today? We know that John Stockton, from a former CIA agent, said that it's the purpose of the CIA to destabilize nations. That's how you bring about change. Yeah, but it works both ways, because it was William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And all you good people out there understand that that's all you have to do is the right thing to trouble the present. And if you're not doing it, then where's the Spirit of God? That's my question. Going back to disregarding God's government and leaving off his justice, the Europeanizing of America, a nation turned after hell. Here's your example of what's going on in America today in West Palm Beach, Florida, where ESPN.com reported prosecutors cannot use secretly recorded video, allegedly, folks, allegedly, they use the word, showing New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft engaging in a massage parlor sex. A judge ruled Monday, striking a serious blow to the case charging him with the soliciting of prostitutes. Prostitution is illegal, friends. But notice how the media said allegedly. Isn't it also interesting that when the media wants to accuse, they don't use the word allegedly. They use different words, friends. You're guilty if they want you guilty before proven innocent. Not when they have people that they're working for. Not when Robert Kraft, who can pay off his little subordinates, his scoundrels, to do his biddings for him, and helps along with the CIA-controlled media to cover up his crimes for him, because this is going on all over the country, and it's been going on for a long time. In his 10-page ruling, Judge Leonard Hansner wrote that Jupiter police detectives and the judge who issued the search warrant, okay, allowing the secret installation of cameras at the Orchards of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, did not do enough to minimize the invasion of privacy of other customers, some of whom received only legal massages. Well, this guy didn't. Do you see what the judge is doing? He's saying to the law that he's supposed to enforce, null and void. If the American people knew the Constitution, they would look at this judge and say, no, you are null and void, and we're going to remove you, and we're going to charge you. But no, the American people will suffer the abuses, and they'll act as if that judge knows better than we do. Baloney. My little kids know the difference. A status hearing has been set for Friday to consider a motion by Kraft's attorneys to dismiss the case based on lack of evidence. The camera caught him in the act. It also tells us that Kraft doesn't even need to be in court. Whoa! Man! Impunity! He must have some sort of immunity from, or he's impervious concerning our laws. Are you impervious to those laws? And let me ask you something. Do you want to be impervious to those laws? Do you want some form of immunity? No. No, I don't. It's one of the things that I love about the Lord. He loves me enough to show me what's right and what's wrong concerning the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7. Prosecutors have the options of appealing the decision, dismissing the charges, or going ahead to trial without the only evidence they prevented. The judge is disannulling the camera that caught Mr. Kraft in the act of, with a prostitute. He's accusing, he's saying to the camera, it's not sufficient. The way that you guys did this was completely wrong. You know, it reminds me when people get speeding tickets. It's like, well, that cop, man, he was setting me up for the fall. Wait a second. If you weren't speeding, he would have pulled you over in the first place. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Listen to this. Kraft, 77, pleaded not guilty after being caught in the act on a camera. But he has not denied the accusation that he received sexual acts for money at the spa. Prostitution is illegal. In his lawyer's arguments against the charges, Kraft has essentially admitted that he was caught on video receiving such services, but the judge says, no, we can't do that. Hey, folks, what this black-robed tyrant is doing is antithetical to his job description. He needs to be removed. Here, let me say it again. This judge needs to be removed. Article 2, Section 4. He needs to be charged. Do you understand? Without this, America, you're allowing and even helping him along, not only in disregarding God's government by leaving office justice, but you're helping him Europeanize America. You're helping him turn this nation into hell by allowing his crimes against God and man. Many are led to believe that somehow this is an upright judge who knows better than we do, that is sitting on the bench during good behavior. Read Article 3, Section 1, because it's important that judges, you understand that judges only sit during good behavior. Many are led to believe that he's acting in an honorable way, in a righteous manner, when in fact, again, the opposite is true. This is a tyrant who is selling himself and the people of his community, and at length this country, out for 30 pieces of silver, just the way Judas did to Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. Read Matthew 26, verse 15, which at length is, listen carefully, is committing spiritual suicide as well as social suicide. which affects all of us, which also, in short order, again, turns this nation into hell. His actions are a blatant provocation towards God and man to see if the Lord really means what he says. What does the word say? What does the Lord say today to such men as this? Well, Psalm 2:10 through 12 tells us, "Be wise now, therefore. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son," in other words, agree to his ways, "lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little." It didn't say a lot. He said, when his wrath is kindled, but a little, not a lot. See, the problem the rest of us are having is that this black-robed tyrant and many others that act in such a lawless fashion, they want the rest of us, friends, they want the rest of us to reap a hellish harvest along with them. Are you willing to go ahead and reap that harvest with them? Because if you're not, then you better stand up and get busy, friends. I mean, again, think of this. This black-robed tyrant is blaming the law, the police. He's blaming the camera for exposing the crime. Romans 3:20, "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." And instead of bringing forth justice to the criminal, which is a mercy to the criminal, if he repents, 2 Corinthians 7:10, "I'm preaching the gospel," as well as the people in society, he withholds justice and subjects the people of his community to further crimes by this said criminal, including himself. 1 John 3:4. Hey, friends. No wonder why people in this country don't trust that justice will be served any longer. Because of cases like this that just took place and that are taking place in this country on a daily basis. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. That's not their job. They're not deterring crime. They're encouraging crime. "For by the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity." Proverbs 16:6. Read it when you get a moment. No wonder why people in this country are beginning to take the law into their own hands, such as vigilantes. Because they know that they're not going to receive justice. They're told by their attorneys, they're given the promises of a lifetime, and "we got this guy." And then when you get $25,000 into it with the retainer, before you know it, you got to have another $5,000. And who makes way? The attorney. And you're going to find out more than not, friends, the attorneys are just as corrupt as the corrupt system that you complain about. And furthermore, this explains why Jesus Christ woes and damns attorneys, because they withhold the keys of knowledge. They do everything for money, for the most part. And I am telling you from firsthand experience. Friends, read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. And I want to say this in end. As Judge Danforth concerning the corruption of the above said, "Hang them high over the town. Hang them high over the town." America, here's your answer. "Hang them high over the town." Judge Danforth said, "Who weeps for these corrupt criminals, weeps for corruption." Hang them high over the town. "Who weeps for these, weeps for corruption." Hey, America, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. I've given it to you the best way that I can today, as clear as day. We are the responsible party, and we need to bring it to injustice in this country and set the record straight. Love you about what we do. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.